Good morning, Rabbi Bosse. I hope everyone is well. Hadarach HaShishi. Hadarach HaShishi kol es yikom likras halakov. A person should always be prepared, as it were, to encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The idiom likras halakim, so you find by Matan Torah. That the Klal Yisrael goes lekras alokim. Ki lo yeda ha'odam misita. No one knows how long his lifespan is going to be. Al ken kil Yosef yishtonen. Yishtonen, I think, is lashon what we have in Pesukei Zimra, Ovdu eshtonosav. And the koyos, the kidneys, are associated with thought. So it means that a person should be thinking, he should be reflecting. Ubitztaka yikonein. The Gemara Subis tells the story, I forget which of them are wrong. Is it Mazutra? Who before his p'tira, gave tremendous amounts to tzedakah. The schus of tzedakah is very special and very unique. The hashav rucho b'tara ela lukim hashen asana. V'yachapes drachav u'malol v'chol yom. Yifkidem livkorem v'lirgorem yifchanem. Person should engage in daily cheshbon nefesh. V'amar Rav Hussein zecharon levracha, b'leza omer shev yomecha lefnei misascha, omer lo tamidu v'rabbeinu v'chi odom yodea be'eze yom yomus, omer lem kol sheken, yoshev hayom shem yomus l'mocha v'nimsu kol yom b'tshuva. So this, so much in this one short paragraph. Maybe for this morning, we'll try B'nai Mitzvah Hashem just to focus on one idea. This idea that a person is supposed to live with the chashash Shema Yomas Lamocha. So what does that mean? And obviously, it's not something that is supposed to exclusively dominate a person's consciousness. There's so much of what we do that is totally nonsensical, things that we would not be doing. Yomecha lefnei misasenu. And yet, obviously, we're supposed to be doing those things. So, in what context is one supposed to be guided by this Shema Yomas Lamocha? And in what context is a person supposed to have a life plan? La'olam yilmad odom Torah, v'achach kach yilmad umnos, v'achach kach yisaisha. A person is supposed to, Chazal say, a person is supposed to have a long-term plan. A person is supposed to not take it for granted, but a person is supposed to hope that Rav Shalom is going to be blessing him with a normal and halavai long lifespan. So what's the balance? When is that the guiding principle, that a person is supposed to have a long-term plan, and a person is supposed to be making plans and laying the foundation for the future? And where do we say Shema Yomas Lamocha? So part of it, l'chore, is as follows. I don't know that this is all of it, but maybe one element for today, Rav Osei. The mechayiv of tshuva, which Rabbeinu Yonah introduces us, to which Rabbeinu Yonah introduces us back in the beginning of Shara Rishon, is when a person is aware of chait. When I'm aware of chait, that's mechayiv me to do tshuva. And again, Rabbeinu Yonah, unlike the Rambam, thinks that basically a person has to do tshuva right away. So what are we talking about here, Da Hashishi? What's it got to do with Shema Yom Aslamocha? Even if, even Yovel Yovel Yoma, that the person's going to live to a ripe old age, if he knows Chait, then he has to... So clearly what it means is that again, we spoke about this just yesterday in talking about the uniqueness of the Chi of Tshuva and Yom Kippurim, which is that Ben Yon is talking about Yechapez Drachav Uma Lolov Yifkadeim Yifchaneim. It means to make it, to proactively make a cheshbon nefesh, not just to sort of in a passive way when I become aware of chait to do tshuva, but a person should actively be looking to see, okay, what are my chesronos? How can I improve? Now, Lemaisa, something like that, it isn't something that a person accomplishes in a day. And one could have said, this is something I want to do at some point, right? Let's say people have, I don't know, Mile de Alma, people have a to-do list of things they want to do before they die. They want to travel the world. They want to visit every state in the United States. They want to go to every Chinese restaurant east of the Mississippi. I don't know. People have lots of important things that they want to accomplish in life. Okay. So, lahavdil, spiritually, there's all those things that we want to accomplish. One of those things is that clearly, if we were to be asked, do you think, if someone were to pose the following question to us, do you think it's enough to just react, to just be reactive and to react when you're aware of chait, or do you think you should be making a cheshbon nefesh at some point? So of course we would say, at some point I should be making a cheshbon nefesh. I shouldn't just be reactive, but I should be proactive in terms of my bettering myself, improving myself, correcting flaws, not just reactive when, So when there's something that is on a person's agenda spiritually in the realm of tshuva to do between now and the time he dies, that's where there's a din that a person should say, Shema Yom Aslamocha. Sometime between now, a person would tell himself, sometime between now and Rachman Atzlan, the time I die, so yes, I want to make a really, really comprehensive, exhaustive cheshbon nefesh. And I really, really want to identify if there's any chatoim I've overlooked, if there's any people I've wronged. I really want to do that. That's definitely on my spiritual to-do list. There's a din of Shema Yom Aslamocha, because the same way I can be madchet from today till tomorrow, that rationale will always be valid. And who's to say that the person's going to have this chus to reach the age where he'll begin to wonder whether or not the rationale is valid anymore. So that's where there's a din of Shuv Yom Echad Lifnei Misascha. When my focus isn't today, my focus is there's something I want to accomplish. And obviously, we want to learn Kol HaTaukul before we die. That doesn't mean that we can learn Kol HaTaukul today, right? So we're talking about, let's say, in the realm of tshuva, in terms of what's nitpas in being done today. But that was a din of Shuv Yom Echad Lifnei Misascha, and that's why, and again, it's totally, it coexists harmoniously with the general modus vivendi that we have, that we do Yumeshan Asenabim Shivim Shana Vim Bigvir Shmanim Shana, that we do look forward to the future. And that's the answer, because otherwise it's very difficult. In halacha, we don't assume that a young person, there's a chashash that a young person is going to die. So there's a din halacha l'maisa like this. Let's say you have a woman, she's married to a kohen, and the kohen goes l'mdina stayam. Okay, this is before email, before forms of communication. So she's got no way to be in touch with him. He's going off to find his fortune, so he's going l'mdina stayam, and he's going to say, you know, he leaves after the 10th anniversary, tells he hopes to be back in time for the 20th anniversary. Shame. Okay. So what's the halacha during those years? So she's allowed to eat truma. Maybe he died. No, there's no reason to assume that a young person, that even a middle-aged person, there's no reason to assume that maybe he died. So and yet here we say shama yomas lamacha. What's the answer? The answer is, again, because there, we're not talking about what she wants to accomplish in life. We're not talking about here in Chodesh Cheshvan. Do I have reason to think my husband is no longer alive? No, you have no reason to think he's no longer alive. He's not so old, and he's in good health. You have no reason to think he's not alive. Because when the focus is today, do I have to assume that maybe he just died? Do I assume maybe he's going to die tomorrow? No, you don't have to. But when the frame of reference is one's lifetime, and there's something I want to get done, something I need to get done, so then I could always be madche to tomorrow. I could always be madche. The proactiveness of cheshbon nefesh, I could always be madche that until tomorrow. I could always postpone that tomorrow. That's where there's a notion of shuv yom echad lefnei misascha. Okay, we'll stop here for now. Okay, so Blina and Hashem, we'll resume around 12:45. So we'll begin, I think we said with the Baal HaMor and the Ramban in Rosh Hashanah about our Gemara Msachim, and then hopefully go on to see the next Gemara about Bedika L'Or Haner. Okay, so have a good, productive morning. Everyone should be well, be safe, and Hashem.